The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
This is Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. In our studio this morning, I have Keith and Pam Giles from Varis Health Partners. They have been just so instrumental in helping me stay informed about Medicare and some of the other health issues that concern us all. So good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, right?
Yeah, I hope everybody had a good time, safe time, I hope.
Yeah. Did y'all have a nice holiday?
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. We had lots of activity, and it was not lots of family. So it was a good time. It went by really fast.
So you may fall into the category of people that need a vacation after the vacation.
Exactly. I'm still recovering.
Yeah, still recovering. So many. And it's hard to get back to work, but today the kids are back in school. Everybody's back at work. So tell me, what are some of the things now in terms of healthcare and where we are at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, so we thought that we should probably, since we're in a new slot here, we should probably talk kind of overview of who Varis Health Partners is, because we probably have some new people out there.
Sure. And I took the time to look up Varis because I always thought that was an interesting word. And it says in Latin means genuine, true, proper, and right.
That's great.
Yes.
Yep.
I like that.
We have another one we'll talk about too.
Okay.
Which is kind of our staples, right? For all our clients. For our agents and stuff.
Yeah, so. But the way we try to operate is definitely what Varis stands for.
That's great. That's so tell me a little bit about the company for those that don't know you.
Well, we've been in business for going on 15 years officially, but we have 30-plus years of experience between all three of us. There's three of us. I am one of the folks, and probably the one who's the boss, is the CFO over there in Melbourne, Florida, and that's what we call our headquarters. And then we have one right here in Pensacola. So basically, we're a veteran-owned company that's an independent agency. So let me go ahead and clear that out. If you need help with that, independent agency means that we have access to all the carriers, basically. And we do a little bit more than that. We have access to different plans and designs and stuff like that. A captive agency, is only going to give you one side. So that's the beautiful thing. And if you're out there for the first time listening to this, you probably want to seek somebody who, and I hate to do this to my friends who are captive, but an independent agency is going to give you the whole book. So they're going to tell you what fits best for you. That's my opinion, and I'll probably get in trouble for saying that.
Yeah, that's true. As an independent agent, you can actually sit down with somebody and go over what they need, because everybody's different. Everybody needs something different. Everybody wants different flexibility with different benefits.
Yep.
As an independent agent, you take all the things they want and need and say, okay, this looks like a good fit for you. And it's a choice of different carrier options. And that's one of the things as independent, and all the agents that work with us are independent and are on the same like mind as we are. We do research and educate, and we try to advocate for you to get you what's going to work best for you.
Yep. And I think that's what helps our agents stand apart from the other folks, because we're researchers first. We've always felt this way. And you being an ex-teacher as well, you do our research, then we share that research that we find, and we present it to our clients, and then they have a educated session with what they kind of say, okay, this is the one that's the right one for us. You know?
Yeah, and this is how it works. And there's when you talk about health insurance with us in general, I mean, we do a lot of specialization in Medicare. Yeah. And being veteran-owned, we also have a heart for veterans. And a lot of veterans don't know if they have VA benefits, how they can mix and match Medicare and VA benefits. And then I think you were talking a little bit, too, on the individual side earlier today. There's different people out there. Real estate agents is usually a good example that a lot of people, they don't have employee benefits. And so they either don't get insurance or they are cash flow. So you can go with the marketplace or cost sharing. Those are another kinds of ways that we offer health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just going to add that to when we educate people, hey, there's different ways you can do things.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so if I was to sum it up, I would basically say we help people with Medicare, and you're heavy in education with that part.
Mm-hmm.
So before you tune, the best time for somebody who's turning, getting ready for Medicare is to do this early, 62 years old, go to one of Pam's educational events. That way it'll prep you for the next thing, and you're going to have more questions as you get closer to 65. So that's one of the things that we like to do, educate. And the sooner that you get there, 62, right, is probably the nice area.
Yeah, you want to start piecing things together, that's for sure. And we have different educational events that we offer.
Mm.
And I was going to share a little bit later, but I'll just kind of throw some out there now. We have our Medicare Made Easy classes. We usually schedule those a couple of times a year. We're working on getting locations scheduled now, and we also do what we call a vet initiative educational piece, and that basically goes over using veteran benefits with Medicare to include CHAMP VA, and that's a big question mark. How does CHAMP VA work? So we offer educational classes for that, and then Keith came up with one which is really good. It's Healthcare 101. Especially if people maybe have been on an employer plan or have had TRICARE, which is through the military side, when you go into the world, if you will, as an individual, what's a deductible? What's a copay? What's max out of pocket mean? So Keith covers a lot of that stuff in his Healthcare 101 class.
It's very confusing, especially if you have been covered by your business your whole career, and then you step out and it's like, oh my goodness, because you have the Affordable Care Act. You have so many options out there. It's confusing.
It's very confusing. Not only do we help the individuals, and we also help the small businesses. We like small businesses. We can do large groups, but we prefer small businesses because they understand. They treat their small business employees more like family, and it's always a good kind of thing. But when you get big, you don't have you don't have that liberty to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're 100, 200, 500 people, you know, the owner's not going to probably know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yes, right. Just want a plan design. Here we go. This is what your choices are, guys, out there.
Right.
Yes.
So what do you think is your specialty? What is the thing that you really feel like you thrive in terms of taking care of your clients?
So we kind of divided it up. Pam's kind of more focused on the Medicare side, so she leads that group.
Mm-hmm.
I, myself and Cheryl over there in Melbourne area, we do the group side, and then we also do the individual side. Anybody under 65, what do I do when I get out of the military? What are my options? And I'm losing my job. Do you have any other alternatives, you know, for insurance? So I handle that. Pam handles the bulk of the Medicare side. So we try to keep it in different areas.
Yeah, we kind of specialize in our areas. But I would say you take that research and educate part. I think we spend a lot of time in both of those arenas. And that, I think, really is where we really help people educate. I mean, educate includes especially, and again, I'm the Medicare person for the most part. But that includes, how do I apply for Medicare?
Mm-hmm.
What do I got to do to get my Medicare card? What do I got to do to get my Social Security benefits? And that kind of even kind of goes outside of the arena. But we spend a lot of time educating. So I think that's, you know, we really try to help people out as that goes.
It's very confusing, and it feels like it's constantly changing. So we've just left the enrollment period. But can you talk a little bit about some of the changes now that folks that do have Medicare can look forward to in 2025?
Sure, absolutely. That's kind of next on our list there. So first off, I wanted to recap. Yeah, we just closed out AEP, and it was a shocker for a lot of people. we talk a lot beforehand about how your plan's changing. Well, we had plans terminate this year, so people were hunting for brand new plans to begin with. So there was a lot of changes in what is actually out there for choices. But I would say the biggest change that we saw was the prescription drug plans. I was going to recap on that real quick. For those of you who are already on Medicare, have probably experienced how expensive medications are. So for 2025, they did away with what used to be the four stages, which was deductible, initial coverage gap, and then catastrophic coverage, which prior to 2025, you could spend up to $8,000 on your medications. So for 2025, this year, okay, the biggest change is now you have your deductible. You go right into initial coverage. Once you have reached that $2,000 costs, then you go right into catastrophic coverage and you pay nothing for your medications at that point. And needless to say, that's a huge change. And so there was a lot of plan designs that were changed on the Medicare Advantage side. We've seen a reduction in certain benefits because they're designing their plans to fit this new $2,000 mark. So that was a big change. And always, every year, there's doctor adjustments. Doctors change plans or leave groups and that kind of stuff. So a lot of times people enroll in something in AEP, and they find that there's some changes that they didn't expect. So what we are going into January 1 to March 31st is OEP, and I wanted to just explain that to people as well. If you are on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're in that situation, maybe you even got different medications between January and March, and your plan doesn't cover the same meds that maybe your doctor put you on, or your doctor has changed and left the network, and it went from he went from or she went from plan X and is now in, you know, plan Y. Now is your opportunity to change that Medicare Advantage plan. You got a one-time opportunity to change a plan during OEP. So we just want to remind people that option is out there, because there was a lot of changes and there was so much that happened from October to December that it may not have caught up to people. Now, there are sometimes some special elections because of weather, and whether or not the weather affected your opportunity to make changes, right now you still have the opportunity.
Okay, so you're listening this morning to Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. Our experts here this morning are Keith and Pam Giles from Veris Health Partners. Have you got a question for them? Because we are touching on some interesting topics right now, especially with Medicare. Text your question or comment in at 850-437-1620. And it is true, when you are on Medicare and suddenly you'll have something that will come up and you didn't even know that change had happened. So you're saying now with the OEP, which is the open enrollment, a person on Medicare Advantage could change, still has time to change if they want to.
That's
that correct?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, we even had a couple of people that weren't sure they wanted to make a change during annual because they wanted to see what happened to their doctors.
Ah, okay.
So, and again, this is for Medicare Advantage people. You can either switch. You got a one-time opportunity to go from one Medicare Advantage plan to another. So say you decide to switch in January, your new plan would start February, and then you're done. Your OEP's over. You could also drop Medicare Advantage and go back to original Medicare and pick up a standalone prescription drug plan. But we always go over that when we talk to people. That's when you might want to look at picking up a MedSup, because Medicare on itself has a lot of gaps, and that's one of the things that we talk about a lot when we educate.
Talk a little bit about, because you say it's interesting because you're so familiar with the terminology, but someone listening, when you said med sup, my so now wait, what, I know what it is, but explain what a med supplement and a prescription plan versus the Advantage plan. It there's a lot of choices.
Yes, absolutely. So if you go on just Medicare, original Medicare is what we call that. We always refer to it if you have just that red, white, and blue card. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's for hospital and medical. But there are gaps. Medicare doesn't cover everything. and there's deductibles and different co-pays and co-insurances that can be very expensive because by design, the medical side of your original Medicare, the Part B, your medical, doesn't have a max out of pocket. So how do you make up for that? Medicare supplements pair with original Medicare and cover the gaps. A lot of times you'll hear the word, well, I want a Medigap policy. Basically, that's a Medicare supplement.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that only takes care of your hospital and medical. So you still got to pick up drugs. So the drug plan is your Part D, or what we call a standalone drug plan.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when we teach our Medicare Made Easy, we call people a three-card carrier because if you go that route, you're going to have that red, white, and blue card.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pick up a Medicare supplement that helps pay for what Medicare does not.
Right.
And you're also going to get a drug plan to cover your medications.
Okay. And then if you get an Advantage plan, that could cover all of the above.
Everything's
right?
rolled into
Plus
one.
Plus vision and hearing and all of that.
Yes.
Some of them.
Yes. Okay. Because, yeah, that's going back to that. By design, and this is crazy on the Medicare space, dental, vision, and hearing, as you age, are not typically covered by Medicare unless it's an actual medical need.
And isn't okay? that ironic? Because isn't that when you need it the most?
Yes. We have that discussion numerous
Maybe
times.
Maybe it's not ironic. Maybe it's very intentional.
So one of the benefits a lot of people like on the Medicare Advantage side of the house, which is everything's rolled into one. Most of the time, they cover your medications as well. And one of the benefits they include are dental, vision, and hearing. Again, for 2025, we found a decrease in some of those benefits. So that's one of the things when we do research and review with individuals, we go over that information with them. But then at that point, we always say you're a one-card carrier because mm-hmm. that card you use for everything.
Gotcha.
So
I like to call it's just an employer plan. It looks
yes.
just like an employer plan.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. You've got mm-hmm. the one card and that's it.
And you get
it.
Some benefits with it. So employer plans don't give you any benefits other than what the employer gives you.
Right. Right.
That comes with the package
right.
on Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay. That sounds good.
Nice.
So now this is, I just don't know, but when someone's coming from the VA and then they have Medicare, do those go in sync? Or are they two separate things? Or how does that all work?
They're two separate things. Okay. Different pots of money.
Gotcha.
That's basically
okay.
Right. So the VA actually encourages you what they call other health insurance to use with the VA. And it surprises us still that we're still struggling with that as veterans that, hey, you can kind of pump up your VA benefits by getting other health insurance when you need it. So it's not like, we're going to have 24/7 coverage at the VA clinic, so you can use your card for something other than that. So if you're eligible for that, plus you get other benefits from it using an Advantage plan with your VA benefits, you're getting a little bit more. And matter of fact, that one that we sold a lot of, I guess, is the Give Back plan.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you have to pay Part B premiums. Well, for a veteran, that's pretty good. You know, you've got the VA, now
right.
you're getting money back.
Yeah, that's
for
not...
your Part B, which you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you turn 65, it's helped out a lot of folks. So,
oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, so then also, can you touch on a little bit now with the ACA world, the Affordable Care Act world, and what's happening with that? Because we're still in open enrollment now. Is that correct for that?
Yeah, that's correct.
How long does that last?
It's usually gone by now, but
that's
they actually
extended it
to January 18th, which
okay.
was nice. I really don't like, because this is my space, that short window
right.
that they always give us. It rolls, and this was one of our arguments in D.C. when we were talking to these representatives who are building it. It's like, look, don't pile it on top of each other, but they did it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And on top of the holidays.
Yeah. And, yeah
yes,
which is people are totally distracted and not thinking about healthcare probably.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
But so now you have that coming up now, and so if someone was interested, what would they do? If they do want to make some changes, there's still time.
There's still time. You can make it all the way up to the end. There are, like on Medicare side, you have special enrollment periods too. And I wouldn't, it would not be without them. With the snowstorms out there, that's going to be a special enrollment period. That'll extend it out.
Mm-hmm. So, it's snowing big time up north right now.
Yeah.
I'll take the cold over the snow anytime.
That's right.
That is absolutely true. Yeah, it's been crazy out there. But yeah, that's some of those special enrollment periods are, because like you said, a lot of people right now are not trying to figure out their health insurance. Right.
No, they're trying to figure out how they're going to get the car out of the driveway.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And Meg, so on one of the beautiful things about the exchange in the marketplace is that we at one time we could not put a spouse on a plan, okay, and the employer plan had an affordable care for himself, mm-hmm. but if you add the family in there, it became unaffordable. Well, that changed last year, so a lot of folks that I see that I get calls from, that very scenario happens where, okay, he needs to stay on the employer plan. You go out and get the kids and yourself a ACA plan.
Right. Okay.
And that helped out a lot of people. I think we fought that for 3 years up in D.C., trying to get that to change.
Okay. And so when you say you fought that, you're with a group that advocates, correct?
That's correct.
Talk a little bit about that and what you're doing to help people that are benefiting from your hard work and advocacy.
Well, you know what? this is where we like to hear from you, the clients, because when we go to D.C., and actually I'll be in Tallahassee in February as well as D.C., we share that information, what their constituents are hearing. Mm-hmm. And it really helps us go share in D.C. and Tallahassee, mm-hmm. what's affecting them the most. And they're pretty receptive to it. I guess that's my ballywig in the.
So yeah. Do you do that representing your own company, or are you with an organization?
We're with an association, yeah.
Oh, which one?
It's called, oh boy. National
Association. NABIP, yeah. If you want to go with this. Okay. National Association of Benefits Insurance Professionals.
There you go. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Okay.
Another big acronym, but yeah. That's
I think
when
that's
we...
great, because now you're advocating on behalf of so many people, and what a plus. I mean, that gives you so much credibility, in my humble opinion, that you're doing that for your folks and the folks here in the Panhandle. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't mind ratting out what the bad part of it is.
But if they do want to reach you, what do they need to do? So if someone has some thoughts or opinions they'd like to get to you before you head up to Tallahassee, what's the best way to reach? And then if they have questions about Medicare, open enrollment, how they can get started, you two are such good experts for our expert panel. How do they get in touch with you?
They can reach out 850-710-7196, or we're also at verushp.com.
verushp.com.
Yes.
Terrific.
Yeah. Yeah. And beautiful. If you guys go out there and start loading up our info, email, that'd be great. I'll come. Here you go, Senator. Here you go, President.
Oh, good. Yes, I love it. Okay.
That just brings so much power.
Absolutely.
To get things changed.
Okay. What's your email?
K. Giles.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know the J. Giles Bannon?
Yes.
No, that's not the same way.
That's J, but K. K. Giles.
So, yeah, K. Giles, G-I-L-E-S, @verushp.com.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You two are terrific.
Anything.
Yes.
Just anything. Just send it to me, and I'll be loved to share it.
Thank you so much for being here. This is a new time for our Verus Health Partners. They're going to be here once a month on the first Tuesday of every month at 10 o'clock.